Brown took the practice field in Berea again today. The rain was falling, but a good practice had by all, ending with a live goal line drill. And Mike Pettine addressed the media following today's work.
We were more concerned if there was lightning, but I think we're going to have to play in rain at times, so we want to make sure. I thought it was good work for the quarterbacks, the receivers especially, working with the wet ball centers. And we were fortunate that we got a little bit early, and then it kind of tapered off for us. But if obviously we have a lightning warning system that had come into play, then we would have gone inside. It was fun. It really was. I remained reasonably calm throughout the whole game. The challenge was one where I think if it was a regular season, I might have had a little different reaction to it. But it was a good first experience. I thought our guys did a good job on the sideline. I was shocked that I wasn't tripping over bodies going up and down the sideline. Just a lot of those little things. But I think it was a good experience for all of us to get out there. But it was a good night. I got a lot of texts before the game from people that were, very close to me that were, hey, congratulations on, have fun tonight, first game out. So it was a special night for me that way. Just do their job. And when they have a chance to make a play, they got to make it. I mean, and there won't be that many opportunities. That's just the nature of it. When you have the numbers situation that you're in, sometimes the game might play out where they don't get that many opportunities. They just have to take advantage of it. So he was non-contact today. That's why he was in the Brown jersey. It was during 7-on-7. We were just tagging off on guys anyway. And I'll get the word from Joe. We'll kind of see how he feels today after getting some work, had pads back on, just a day of carrying his pads, seeing how he feels with it. Could be as early as tomorrow. Could be later in the week. But we anticipate him being able to go against Washington. Yeah, a handful of guys. I mean, I thought Kirksey played well. Increase his role a little bit more. Get him out there more with the ones. I mean, that's not an indictment of Craig, because Craig's been playing well too. I think Jabal Sheard will mix a little bit more in. Have that rotation. Give him a few more reps in it. Yeah, Armani's a guy that I think has a chance to be a special pass rusher in this league. He's better against the run on early downs than maybe we thought. He's got a very unique build. He's very narrow for, he reminds me of slightly shorter, but Trevor Price, who we had in Baltimore and had a long career in Denver. But I just think it's kind of a unique. He makes it tough on offensive linemen. He can kind of get through some cracks where maybe some of the bigger guys can't. And he's very explosive with his hands. That he's real good when an lineman tries to get hands on him. He's very good releasing off of blocks, and I just think he has a knack for getting the quarterback. I thought he did a good job the other night on the 3rd and 1. Had a quick swim move over the tackle, and then he finished to the quarterback. But the most encouraging part was he didn't foul. A lot of times when you get a clean shot at a quarterback like that, he just got a hand up and he put his chest on his chest and brought him to the ground. That's a lot of times you get free runs at the quarterback and you end up taking a penalty.